Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is September 15, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Real-world evidence on lead extraction following cardiac implantable electronic device, CIED, infections and its association with one-year mortality. This Australian study showed that lead extraction for cardiac implantable electronic device infections was performed in a minority of patients. Specifically, the study found that patients who underwent lead extraction had significantly lower one-year mortality compared to those who did not, highlighting the importance of complete lead extraction when managing such infections. The findings underscore the need for improved strategies to increase lead extraction rates in patients with cardiac implantable electronic device infections. Article number 2. Young adults undergoing percutaneous coronary intervention for myocardial infarction in the United States, 2011 to 2023. An analysis of young adults aged 18 to 50 years undergoing percutaneous coronary intervention for myocardial infarction using the TriNet-X database found distinct differences in long-term outcomes between ST elevation myocardial infarction and non-street elevation myocardial infarction. Patients with ST elevation myocardial infarction had a higher risk of major adverse cardiovascular events, including death, compared to those with non-street elevation myocardial infarction. These results emphasize the need for tailored management strategies for young adults based on the type of myocardial infarction. Article number 3. Outcomes of percutaneous coronary interventions following transcatheter aortic valve replacement, insights from the CATH-PCI registry. This study, using the CATH-PCI registry, compared outcomes of percutaneous coronary intervention in patients with and without prior transcatheter aortic valve replacement. The research revealed that patients undergoing percutaneous coronary intervention post-transcatheter aortic valve replacement had higher in-hospital mortality and bleeding complications compared to those without prior transcatheter aortic valve replacement. This indicates that percutaneous coronary intervention following transcatheter aortic valve replacement is associated with increased procedural risks. Article number 4. Impact of annulus size on bioprosthetic valve failure after self-expanding transcatheter heart valves replacement. In this retrospective analysis of patients undergoing transcatheter aortic valve replacement with self-expanding transcatheter heart valves, the study examined the impact of aortic annulus size on patient and valve outcomes. The findings suggest that patients with small aortic annulus have a higher risk of bioprosthetic valve failure compared to those with larger annuli. This data emphasizes the importance of considering aortic annulus size when selecting patients for transcatheter aortic valve replacement with self-expanding valves, and highlights the need for further research into valve durability in patients with smaller annuli. Article number 5. Implementation of a high-sensitivity cardiac troponin assay and diagnostic protocol for suspected acute coronary syndrome. This study assessed the impact of implementing a high-sensitivity cardiac troponin I assay and a zero-halves-hour diagnostic protocol for suspected acute coronary syndromes in the emergency department. The implementation was associated with a significant reduction in hospital length of stay and a decrease in the use of cardiac stress testing without an increase in major adverse cardiac events. These results indicate that the high-sensitivity cardiac troponin I assay and rapid diagnostic protocol can improve resource utilization for patients presenting with possible acute coronary syndrome. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.